You're listening to Proven Perspectives, a podcast with John Hawkins, the founder of Leadership Edge Incorporated. I'm Laura, John's daughter, and in each episode, we will explore a topic related to life, leadership, or mentoring. Through nearly 50 years of faith in Christ, John has learned proven life and leadership perspectives that will equip listeners for a lifestyle of leadership in their marriages, families, careers, communities, and churches. This is the third week of a 7-episode series on the Leadership Edge vision statement. So, Dad, would you start us off by sharing the vision statement?
You bet. The personal vision statement of Leadership Edge is this: by God's grace, to step forward as God's man or woman in my spheres of influence to serve His purposes for His glory.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks. So to recap, in week one, we talked about why a biblically based, God-centered life vision is important. And then in the last episode, we discussed the first phrase, by God's grace. And we talked about how dependence on God's grace is the starting point for a Christian vision. So today we're going to be looking at the next phrase, to step forward. Dad, how did those two phrases link together, by God's grace and to step forward?
Well, as we talked about in the last episode, it always has to begin with God's grace. For it to be that which pleases Him, it has to begin with His grace. But we don't just sit around absorbing His grace. He gives us His grace for purposes, and one of them is so that we will step forward, that we will engage, we will go after the things that He calls us to, but fueled by and dependent upon His grace.
Yeah, that's really good. And so when did you begin to see the importance of this phrase, or how did this come to be something that was important to you?
Well, in the early days of Leadership Edge, 25 years or so ago, I was doing a lot of research about the more well-known business leaders of that period, kind of the early to mid-1990s. And one of the things I consistently saw in their lives was that they were kind of one-hit wonders, in a sense, in that they were consistently, I guess you'd say, stepping forward as a leader in their businesses. But as I looked at their marriage, their family, their community, their church involvement, those kind of things, they were either absent or had been even a lot of times very hurtful in those relationships. And so I began to see that we have to stress to step forward. But the way we have to understand that is, it can't just be stepping forward into our comfort zones, into the things we're already good at or feel competent in. As a Christian, God calls us to step forward, but it's in all of the places He calls us to, for our marriage, our family, our career, our community, our church, not just stepping forward in the comfortable ones. So the reason it's important to us is, in Leadership Edge mentoring, we're trying to equip people to serve God's purposes in all of life. And so as we talk about stepping forward, that's what we mean. Not just the ones we're good at or feel comfortable in or not threatened by, but stepping forward in all the areas.
Yeah, that's really good. So God calls us to step forward in all areas. I love that. And, you know, as you're talking about that, that kind of reminds me of something, a famous John Hawkins story. I've probably heard this story 30 times, but it's such a good one. But when I think of to step forward and the personal vision statement, one story that a lot of times comes to mind, like as kind of a picture of that, is the kitty snot story.
I was afraid this is where you were going.
Yeah, but it is, because it's both having to choose to step forward, and particularly in an area that wasn't the direction you wanted to be headed. So, or like in the field or area of expertise. Why don't you just tell the story? I'll just leave it there and you pick it up.
Well, many, many, many years ago, I owned and managed a cleaning business. We did office buildings in downtown Fort Worth. We did doctor's offices and medical offices. And we also did high-end maid service in kind of country club areas of Fort Worth. And we had one customer for our residential cleaning who was just so really kind of a piece of work. And mm-hmm. she kind of drove us crazy. Her husband kind of drove us crazy when we were out there cleaning. And so one day, by whatever design, it was my turn to go clean this woman's house. And so I get to the doorstep. I don't even want to be there. In fact, just to be completely honest, I didn't even want to be running this cleaning business at mm-hmm. the time.
Yeah.
There was something much more fulfilling I wanted to be doing, but God just kept keeping me in this business that I owned and managed. So it's my Friday afternoon to go to this lady's house. I go. And by the way, she has seven Siamese cats, of which she's allergic of them and has to take allergy shots for her cats, plus these two mangy German shepherds. So I show up, she's at the door, and she says, "Oh, John, it's so good to see you. I've got a special task for you today." And I'm just cringing, and I'm like, "Okay, what's the task?" And she said, "Well, you know, I have these little kitty cats." And I'm like, "Yeah." And she said, "Well, my kitty cats are having allergies, and because of that, they're walking through the house and they sneeze, and then they rub their noses against the wall and get what she called kitty mucus on her walls." And so she said, "So my task for you today is to go around my house and clean the kitty mucus off of my walls." Well,
oh, Dad.
By that time, I'm like ready to tell her what to do with her cats. But I had listened to an Elizabeth Elliot talk one time, and she said, "When you're about to lose it, just do the next thing." Hmm. And so I thought, well, the next thing is to go get a bucket of soapy water and start cleaning the kitty snot off the walls. So I get the bucket of water, and fortunately she kind of disappears, and I'm in her very elegant living room on my hands and knees with this bucket of soapy water, cleaning kitty snot off the wall. And it was an amazing moment for me, because I just started praying. And I said, "You know, God, I could be doing all kinds of things today, and things that I think are more important than this, things that I like doing better than this.
Totally.
I could be doing all kinds of things today, but God, in your kind sovereignty, the thing you knew that I needed to do today was to clean kitty snot off these walls." Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this is a little unusual for me, Laura, but I lifted up my hands to God, mm-hmm. and I just said, "You know, God, I received this from you, and I want to do this with all my heart, because what I want to do is honor and please you today." And you know, it's interesting, when I think about what Christians around the world suffer for living out their faith, you know, the kitty snot story is almost embarrassing in that it's such a small cost to pay. Mm-hmm. And yet it was exactly the one God knew I needed to kind of get at some of the deepest parts of me. So I never thought about it in light of to step forward, but I think it really gets at, you're really right, Laura, it gets at the whole idea of not just stepping forward in things I like to do, or the things I'm not afraid to do, or that I feel really adequate in, but by God's grace, stepping forward in all the areas He's called me to.
Yeah, totally. And even, I mean, the only way you were able to move through that was by praying and asking God to help you. And I know in the last podcast, you said one of the big evidences of that we really are operating out of God's grace is our prayerfulness. So anyway, Dad, that story has encouraged me as a mom of young kids several times. And anyway, I just wanted to have you share that. So thanks for sharing that. So
you're welcome.
So when are there any verses that are helpful pictures for you of what it looks like to step forward?
Yeah, you know, in the last episode we were talking about by God's grace, and we talked about the whole thing of Ephesians 2:1-9 and how we were dead in our sins and trespasses, and we just couldn't do anything on our own to get ourselves in a better place or to please God. Mm-hmm. And then it says, "But God being rich in mercy," it says in verse 4, "because of the great love with which He loved us." And it's just talking about how we were desperately in need of God's grace. So that's what we looked at for last episode. But then after verse 8 and 9, where it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of your own doing, it's the gift of God, not a result of works, that no one should boast." Then it goes into this wonderful to step forward verse where it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand." And then it says that we should walk in them. And so this idea that as God's grace brought us alive in Christ, then he had already planned these good works, these acts of faith and belief in him, that he wants us to walk in, to step forward in. And again, I think you have all the reason to believe in this passage. This isn't just kind of a cherry-picked list of things that we feel really gifted in doing. But these are kind of all the good works that he calls for us, and especially those that are done in weakness. So that's a great verse, Ephesians 2:10.
Yeah, that is good. Awesome. Yeah, and over in these talks with you, it keeps coming back to this idea that our vision and our action, our purpose, all of that has to flow out of us looking to God and relying on his grace. So, Dad, what does it look like for you to step forward? Because I know a lot of the guys that you're meeting with and the guys that you're encouraging to step forward in their lives are in a really different stage. They're what you call young bucks, so guys in their 20s or 30s. And you're in your 60s, a different stage. So what does stepping forward look like for you?
Yeah, it is interesting, Laura, because when you're in your 60s, you know, the things you step forward into are different than in your 20s and 30s, meaning your relationships are somewhat different. You're in a different stage of life. You know, one of the joys that, you know, I have is stepping forward in my relationship with my grandchildren. You know, so
I love you.
Yeah, so, but I also think that in a lot of ways it's not that different than it was when I was in my 20s and 30s. Just in that, every day God calls me to different responsibilities, different things that he wants me to be a part of in my marriage, in my family, in my career, in my community, in my church. And some of those I'm really good at and am drawn to do. Some of them I'm very intimidated by. Some of them bring up a lot of fear because they're areas that I feel really inadequate in. Some of them are areas that I've seen myself fail in or be weak in the past. And so one of the things that I learn in these years of my life is, in some ways, it's the same old thing of, will I trust God? Will I look to his grace in this place that he wants me to step forward?
That's good.
And, you know, in the last year of Leadership Edge, we've gone through this marvelous God-guided transition of hiring Todd Melby as our next president. And he's wonderful. But, you know, when we started the search for the president, we had no idea who this was going to be. And as the president of the organization then, it was my responsibility to help lead us through that. And, you know, I had no magic and stepping forward in that place. And yet I knew that as we kept moving towards it, as we kept doing the next thing that seemed like God was calling us to do, and doing that in faith and not just in our own sight, that God was going to lead us as we kept stepping forward. And so we did, and you know, Todd appeared as a potential candidate, and then it moved down the path, and then in late April or early May of this year, we hired him to be the next president. He began with us July 1st. So I think it is kind of different things that I do in my 60s, but really it's the same challenges of stepping forward as I faced in my 20s and 30s.
Yeah, no, that's really good. So with what you're describing, it sounds like stepping forward, like a couple of things that means is just pushing against passivity. You said like in the areas mm-hmm. where you've struggled in the past and continuing to push forward. And then also in the areas where we don't really want to, or on days that we're struggling to, just choosing to step forward. So I guess in the areas that are a struggle or, you know, when we're just really not feeling it, we may be discouraged or, or struggling with losing heart or something like that. How do we choose to step forward?
Well, it sure helps if God gives us the grace to see that we're not stepping forward.
Huh.
You know, because I can spend a lot of my time every day, you know, hiding, you know, hiding from the thing I need to do, or being passive or ignoring or kind of justifying, well, I've done this, this, and this, so maybe I don't really have to be attendant to this.
Yeah.
And yet with God, he doesn't buy into selective obedience at all, you know, and it took me a long time to learn that. And so one of the things that helps me is when God helps me to see I'm avoiding something he wants me to step towards.
Yeah.
And then as I see it, then doing something that kind of resets me. You know, in the last episode, we talked about the Jesus prayer of Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. You know, just something that puts me back to Jesus, where I'm saying, you know, God, I know you want me to do this. I know it's my responsibility. I just don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And God, please have mercy upon me.
Yeah.
Please help me to accept this responsibility and to understand that, God, if I trust you in moving forward in it, you're going to be with me. And I don't know necessarily how it's going to go. It may not go perfectly. In fact, it probably won't go perfectly. But what will honor you is if I trust you and if I step forward into the place that you've called me to be. So, you know, I think kind of the whole nature of it is a lot of times we just don't have it, or we're, you know, we're so weak or so avoidant. And yet if we just will go to him and admit our need, you know, the Bible promises that we'll find the grace from him that we need to step forward.
Yeah. That's good, Dad. Yeah, so it seems like one of the traps in stepping forward is passivity. And then another thing that maybe can be a struggle is stepping forward but not doing it in reliance on God's grace. And this is definitely an area where I can struggle. So I know you tend to work with a lot of high-performance people. How can we, I don't know if ensure is the right word, but how do we seek to step forward in God's grace instead of trying to do it in our own strength?
Yeah, well, sometimes it's good to just ask ourselves, you know, with this task or in this responsibility, in what way am I depending upon him? In what way am I looking to him? And the idea here isn't just to get into some kind of morbid introspection where you're kind of second-guessing yourself over everything you do, but just to periodically say, in my marriage to Janet, you know, how is it that I am depending upon God for the grace I need to be the husband that God's called me to be for her? Or in managing our finances, or in the role I have in Leadership Edge now. Like, just stepping back every so often and saying, you know, how am I depending upon him? You know, am I depending upon him? And again, I think as we referenced in the episode prior to this, it usually does come back to prayerfulness, that our linkage of his grace with our stepping forward, usually one major part of it is our prayer and coming to him and asking for the grace that we need.
Yeah, that's really good. We need to be asking him for grace, and we also need to it sounds like you're saying we also need to be just stopping and asking ourselves the question periodically if we're leaning on His grace. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Dad, this is really helpful for me. I think that a couple of my takeaways, one, just what you said at the beginning of and your first story where you talked about how God calls us to step forward in all areas. So not just the area where we can, you know, we feel like we're operating out of our giftedness, but in the things that don't come as naturally or aren't going to get as much glory. That's really helpful to me. And then the Elizabeth Elliot quote that you said, when you're about to lose it, do the next thing. And just the idea in that of, and we can only do that as we are praying and asking God for help to really operate out of His strength and in His grace. So thanks, Dad. This was another really helpful one for me. Hopefully it will be for the listeners too. Thanks for sharing.
Oh, it's great to do these with you, Laura.
All right. And I wanted to mention that the personal vision statement document will be available in the show notes. So don't forget to check it out. Thank you.
Listeners, if you would like to find out more about John's thoughts on life, leadership, and mentoring, please go to the Leadership Edge website at www.lead-edge.com. Or if you have questions or ideas of topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us at lai@lead-edge.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you.